Nolte, government-funded PBS joins government-funded NPR's Twitter boycott. By John Nolte on April 13, 2023. The crybabies at government-funded PBS have joined the crybabies at government-funded NPR in boycotting Twitter. The government funds both outlets. There is no question about that. The problem, at least for government-funded NPR, National Public Radio, and government-funded PBS, Public Broadcasting Service, is that they don't want the truth advertised. All this left-wing crybabying from these long-disgraced outlets is because Twitter accurately labeled the NPR and PBS accounts government-funded media. What these government-funded media outlets hope to accomplish with this is beyond me. NPR said it will no longer post fresh content to its 52 official Twitter feeds after that news organization was labeled government-funded media. NPR had stopped tweeting from its main Twitter account a week ago. Twitter had originally tagged NRP as state-affiliated media, which includes propaganda accounts from Russia and China. It changed the wording to government-funded, but NPR called the description inaccurate and misleading because it's a nonprofit with editorial independence. Twitter accurately defines government-funded media as outlets where the government provides some or all of the outlet's funding and may have varying degrees of government involvement over editorial content. This is from government-funded NPR's own government-funded website. Federal funding is essential to public radio's service to the American public, and its continuation is critical for both stations and program producers, including NPR. Public radio stations receive annual grants directly from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, CPB, that make up an important part of a diverse revenue mix that includes listener support, corporate sponsorship, and grants. Stations, in turn, draw on this mix of public and privately sourced revenue to pay NPR and other public radio producers for their programming. I did not emphasize the word essential. The government-funded NPR did that. That's how essential government funding is to the government-funded NPR. So essential the government-funded NPR bolded essential. If it is indeed true that as the government-funded NPR and PBS like to say they only receive about 1% of funding from the government, why is it so essential? Wouldn't it be better just to go 100% independent? Well, I don't believe it's only 1%. All the government-funded PBS and government-funded NPR do is lie, so why wouldn't they lie about this? But what's the goal here? What do the government-funded NPR and government-funded PBS think it will accomplish through this anti-science tantrum? The fewer corporate and government-funded media accounts on Twitter, the better. I'm all for fewer lies, hoaxes, and conspiracy theories and less bigotry, race-baiting, and political violence. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.